FBI Director Robert Mueller today defended his agency against accusations of incompetence and overreaching. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports on Mueller's intense exchanges with the Senate Judiciary Committee.
FBI Director Robert Mueller showed up at the hearing armed with a list of the Bureau's accomplishments.
They include terrorist plots thwarted, espionage activities intercepted, cyber intrusions detected.
Committee Chairman Patrick Leahy of Vermont had a list of his own.
From the FBI's illegal and improper use of national security letters, to the Bureau's failure to be accountable for and secure its own computers and weapons, to the politically motivated dismissal of 8 of the nation's U.S. attorneys, there are growing concerns about the competence of the FBI and the independence of the Department of Justice.
That basic issue of competence kept coming up. Senators' questions went beyond whether the FBI could fix one mistake or another. The committee's top Republican, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, put it this way.
The question is emerging as to whether the FBI is up to the enormous task that we have asked it to perform. Every time we turn around, there is another very serious failure on the part of the Bureau.
Specter suggested creating a new agency that would handle domestic spying, leaving the FBI to just do law enforcement work. Spies in one place, cops in another. Suddenly, Mueller was forced to defend his Bureau not just against particular failings, but against the accusation that the FBI is completely in over its head.
We have to protect the American public while at the same time protecting civil liberties and privacy concerns. And day in and day out, I try to meet that balance.
Senators talked about a report in today's Washington Post that said FBI agents were feeding bad information to the Secret Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court. The panel hammered away at a report from the Justice Department's Inspector General saying the FBI broke the law when it demanded customer records from libraries and businesses. And several senators, including California Democrat Dianne Feinstein, talked about changing the Patriot Act to limit the FBI's surveillance power.
This was a very controversial addition to the Patriot Act. We were very specifically trying to put in the checks and balances. And then it appears that they all just melted into oblivion with the sloppy administration.
Mueller fought to persuade the committee that he can fix the problem.
In short, the statute did not cause the errors. The FBI's implementation of the statute did.
He described new policies that he's put in place to make sure the FBI follows the rules when it sends the demands for records known as national security letters. Utah Republican Orrin Hatch said that's enough for him.
Now, that's what the Congress and the American public need, and that's what you've offered, and I appreciate it personally.
Mueller was also asked about the scandal surrounding 8 fired U.S. attorneys. A San Diego newspaper quoted the top FBI agent there as saying the dismissal of San Diego's U.S. attorney would harm pending prosecutions. Today, Mueller said that agent was misquoted. Then he said, maybe not misquoted, but he shouldn't have been talking to the media. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.